Hello everyone and welcome to Happy Migrants. We are here today with Zoe. Zoe, she is coming from India and she will tell us her story. Welcome, Zoe. Hello Zoe, thank you very much for being here with me today. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very fine. So, tell me, you are not from New Zealand, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm from India, Mumbai.
Very far away.
Yeah, very far away. It takes me 1.5 days to fly back home.
Oh, too long.
Yeah, we don't have direct flights from here, so I have to go either to Bangkok or Singapore and then from there next flight.
And you stay a little bit in Bangkok or Singapore, or you just wait at the airport?
No, I just wait at the airport.
Interesting. Go away. A little bit of city.
Yeah.
At least if you have already so long travel, there is some positive way to think about that you can visit something.
Yeah.
At any time.
If I get more than say 5-4 hours, then I can.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
But then if you have just 3 hours, you don't want to go out.
You don't want to miss the flight.
Yeah, right.
For me to go to home, it's always more than 20 hours. So I do not even consider to have all those flights in one go. So I always plan my flights that I will stop somewhere for maybe 1 day or 2 days. Go out of town, see a little bit. And then
so you plan accordingly?
Yes.
Ah, that's nice.
So for me, always when I come back home, I say, well, I visited Bangkok and I don't really have choice because it's on the way. So it's like a very nice way.
That's amazing.
Visit. Yeah, I do not see much of the town because one day it's really not enough. But with time,
yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
But so now we are here in New Zealand. And it's been how long you are in New Zealand?
So I came to New Zealand in February 2016. So it's been 2.5 years.
And you came here for work, for study?
No. So I came here to pursue my post-graduation at Massey University in Palmerston North.
All right.
So I'm a veterinarian. So animal doctor. I'm an animal doctor.
Thank you for too difficult to work
Right from the beginning, I was more interested in cows. So because New Zealand is globally known for cows and dairy and beef, all of that. So I decided, let's give it a shot. And I came here in Massey University. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I came to Massey University to pursue my post-graduation.
And so your specialty, it's cows?
Yeah, dairy, yes.
All right.
Yes.
And how long you spent at university?
It was 2 semesters, so about 10 months at university, yes, in Palmerston North.
So you graduated, and now you already started working, or it's an internship? Or
No, so I graduated 1 year after that, and because I've done my undergraduation back home. I'm not actually allowed to work as an animal doctor here.
All right.
So you have to convert your degree according to the standards of the country that you're living in. So I'm actually in the middle of the process of converting my degree. So I have to give a couple of exams for that.
All right. So it's not only paperwork, you really need to pass.
I'm currently working on a dairy farm near Darfield. And side by side earning something to make some money for my exams because it's quite expensive.
And how it comes that you move from north to come here? It was a job opportunity?
I started looking for jobs right after I graduated from Massey. And I just found a job here in South Island.
And why not?
Yeah, like South Island is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
And I had never visited it, so I said, yeah, let's go.
And you are enjoying?
Yes. I love South Island. Like, after having lived in North Island for a bit, I think South Island is much more pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, so I like South Island.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, actually. It's different.
Yeah, I spent as well 1 year living in North, up to Auckland.
Oh, whereabout?
Yeah, Auckland.
Okay.
So I was going around, enjoying, mm-hmm. it's beach, it's nice weather,
yeah.
and it's beautiful also, but here you have mountains.
Yeah.
And not really, I would say that much greener, but North Island, it's green as well. So
it is. Like, New Zealand, everywhere is beautiful, but when you compare North and South, I personally find South Island much more beautiful.
Yeah, for me as well.
Yeah.
I think so as well. At one time, I was traveling from North to South, and we was taking so much time up to North Island because it's so beautiful. And around Rotorua.
Yeah.
And we was meeting a lot of people, a lot of Kiwi, and they were saying, every day that you spend on North Island, it's one day that you lose for South Island.
Ah.
And we was like thinking, it's so beautiful in here. We don't have time to go more south. Why they say that?
Yeah.
And then we had our ferry. I think at night we arrive early morning, start driving. It was quite a rainy day, and stop close to Kaikoura.
Yeah.
And then we saw a beautiful sea with people surfing, and back. Background first level of green mountains and then white mountains.
Yeah.
And actually, we start to understand what they say.
Yeah, now we know why they were saying that.
And actually, was not having much time to stay in.
But now you are in South Island, so you have lots of time.
I have all my time. Yes, I'm enjoying. Yeah. So yes, and there's coming back to your work and your profession, there is also a lot of dairy in North Island, or it's specifically South Island?
No. So the difference between dairy in North Island and South Island is that in South Island, it's more intensive.
All right.
So maybe they'll have more number of cows on certain amount of land compared to North Island. And it's more of like corporate, more, it's... So you'll find more corporate farms in South Island compared to North Island.
All right. And do you think that it plays for your experience? It is more interesting for you?
Yes. So I can actually apply, even though I cannot work as a veterinarian here at the moment, but I can actually apply whatever I have learned at the university because eventually it's dairy, right? So that's what I have learned. So it's actually very interesting that I can see what's happening at the grassroots level rather than just studying as, starting just working as a doctor. Definitely. You can just see what's happening at the bottommost level of your industry.
It's
interesting. Yeah.
I definitely think that it's very important that you know your profession from very bottom, from all different aspects.
Yeah, actually, like so many things that you actually know theoretically but haven't seen or experienced practically.
Yes.
That you get to experience, and that's, I think, positive side of it.
Yeah. No,
so I enjoy it.
Yeah. And tell me, back to India, do you have dairy farms?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. So the basic difference between dairy farms in New Zealand and India is that we don't have paddocks, open paddocks. So here in New Zealand, you will see cows just roaming around free grazing pastures. But in India, we don't have that much of space. So the cows stay inside the house that's built for them.
All right.
Yeah.
This is making a big difference.
Yeah. It is. So from management aspect, it makes a lot of difference.
It makes actually much easier, I suppose, to manage them.
So there are positives and negatives of both the farming systems. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I do agree.
Yeah.
I think we do not enter in details. But before start, this is your very first experience working at a dairy farm. Back to India, you was not having this chance yet?
No. So... like, I knew how dairy farms function, but I had never worked on one. So it's very new for me.
And interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
And I overhear that you plan later on coming back to India, and then you will be probably working on in very different environment.
So my family, like, everybody is back home. So eventually, I love New Zealand. I have had a great time so far. And I do want to work in New Zealand for a few more years.
To have good experience.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Learn a lot of things because there is so much to learn over here in my profession. But eventually, I wish to go back and stay with my family because home is home. Nothing can replace it.
Yes, yeah. And the family is the most important.
Yes. So,
I think for a lot of people that come here to New Zealand and decide to stay, the biggest problem is this geographical distance that separates
yeah,
from families.
That's true, that's true.
So, like, it's very good that you think that a family is like, so important and like put that in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you've been here for over 2 years.
Yeah.
You was already back to India to see your family?
So I generally take a month off from my work and visit my family every once a year.
They need to be happy to see you back.
Yeah, and of course I need to be happy.
Yes, of course.
I miss all the food, especially.
You still have here, you will be able here to find food that you are so like from your country?
Oh yes, so there are restaurants, Indian restaurants here. But I feel it's not authentic Indian. So, like, they, you know how they modify taste according to the customers.
Of course.
So,
yes.
Everybody who comes to the restaurants is not Indian.
Mm.
So, they have modified the taste of their food according to, say, New Zealanders. So, it's a bit different. It's nice, but it's a bit different. It's not authentic Indian. So, I always crave for authentic Indian food, and I have to go back for that.
I think we are all the same coming back in addition to family dinner and then enjoy the food that you have not been for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. But I think you are lucky because there is quite a few Indian restaurants and Indian shops that you can buy actually quite local.
Yeah. So you do get local, like groceries and whatever items you need for like, I cook at home, so I get everything that I need to cook Indian food at home.
So in here at home, you eat more Indian?
Yes, of course, yes.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, because for 23 years, I've grown up eating that, so it's very difficult to switch your diet completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually don't know how to cook according to Western cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
So all I know is Indian food.
Very good.
So I don't even know how to cook.
But being here in New Zealand, there's so diverse food culture in here. You are enjoying some different restaurants sometimes, like go eat, I don't know, Thai, Japanese.
Yeah, so I've been to a couple of Thai restaurants and I loved like the Thai curries and I can't remember the names, but I enjoyed the food.
Yes.
And I love sushi. Yeah.
Very good. Back to India, do you have this diversity of food or not so much?
So we do have different cuisines in India as well.
You will be able to find easily sushi?
Yeah, you can. You
good.
Can. Well, when I was really young, say 10, 12 years old, we didn't have that much diversity. But now, because of globalization and internet, so everybody knows what's happening around the world. So everybody wants to have different things.
Exactly.
So, yeah, more and more restaurants coming up with different cuisines, which is great.
In Poland, back to my country, it's the same, but it's true for a biggest town. In smaller town that I'm coming from, you can go all around, but you will not find any sushi. I even wonder if you can buy in like a local shop, frozen or something. Like I don't even think you will find.
No,
but
I don't think so.
Need to go big city.
Yeah.
And you lived all your life in Mumbai?
Yes. So I'm born and brought up in Mumbai.
It's a big city. It's
a
big difference
big
for
big city,
you to
very crowded.
From, coming from Mumbai to stay in here on dairy farm?
Yeah, it is. So I come from a very big crowded city. And here I live in rural area, which is very peaceful, very green, cows all around. So I really enjoy it. There is no traffic. There is no crowd, which is great.
Yes. There is no noise at night, I suppose.
No noise at night at all.
Yeah. And no light as well. It's like
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Make you
It's very peaceful.
When you come back now for like even for holiday back to Mumbai, it's make you a little bit more difficult to be.
No, not really.
You are too happy to be back home.
Yeah.
You don't think about that.
Yeah.
It's true. And I wanted to still come back. I'm impressed by your English. Like, I really think it's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
When you started to speak English in here in New Zealand or back to your country?
So I did my schooling in my mother tongue, which is Marathi.
All right.
And then I had to switch to English when I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about 15, 16 years old when I had to make a switch. So at that point of time, it was very difficult for me because I had all my friends who spoke to each other in Marathi, which is my mother tongue. Yeah. And so when I started high school, I had English everywhere. So
yeah, it was not just a couple of hours a week.
Yeah, yeah. So in the beginning, it was a bit difficult,
mm-hmm.
Especially to have conversation with somebody in English fluently.
Yes.
So I could understand everything. And so English was in my head perfectly, mm-hmm. but to have a conversation with someone confidently and without actually thinking in your head,
mm-hmm.
like today I can speak English just fluently. Or back then I had to think in my head in my own mother tongue and then just translate everything to English, which was,
yes.
So I was very slow in the beginning, but then I started watching movies or
mm-hmm.
Sitcoms like Friends or Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so you pick up. It takes time, but then eventually you do pick up.
Yeah, definitely.
But so when I came to New Zealand, it wasn't difficult for me.
Because you were already having
habits. Yeah, I was quite fluent with English when I came to New Zealand. But back when I was 15, 16 years old, I did struggle a lot.
But at this age, you was having other friends at school that was speaking your mother tongue?
Yes.
So on breaks, you was able to speak your mother tongue? Already?
So yes, of course. So out of, say, 10 students, you will have 5-6 students who are still speaking in their mother tongues.
So you keep it all together and
yes,
speak language?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You have a group that you can really say what you think.
Of course.
Well, yeah, it's much easier.
Yeah.
And you remember how long it took you? At what time you realize that actually English comes to you very easily? How long it will take?
So I think it took me about 2 years. I think,
You can never know.
I think about 2 years. Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
So it's just before you started your university?
Yes, yes.
And all university, it was in English also?
Yes, of course, yes.
Yes, of course, it means that there is only English universities in India or...
No, there are universities who offer their courses in different languages.
Okay.
But my course, like the veterinary studies, the course that I chose was only offered in English. So I didn't really have an option to choose some other language. So I had to go for English course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this prepare you perfectly to come here to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Like New Zealand or any other country?
Okay. Yeah, I think so, yes.
And so tell me, there is you talk about the different languages. I don't know, like French, Spanish.
So
you do not go there.
I do know a couple of Indian languages,
mm-hmm.
but apart from that, I don't understand languages from any other countries like French or Spanish.
And at a school, those languages are not popular.
No.
So like it will be only.
So you
English.
Had to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You could choose French or German.
Mm-hmm.
But I never chose them, so...
Yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
You have already your mother tongue to learn.
Yeah.
You have English
so
to learn.
So, I had Hindi, which is our national language.
Ah,
Hindi.
Yes.
Then I had my mother tongue, which is Marathi. And then English. So, I had these three languages at school.
Yeah. No,
yeah, so, yeah. You can learn only three languages. But then I could have chosen French or German over Hindi. But I didn't choose, actually.
It started to be a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think it's very special for India to have so many different languages between one country.
Yeah, so it's really diverse. Even have you traveled around India?
No, I was never.
You must, because we've got so many cuisines. Literally, if you, I come from Maharashtra, which is size of North Island. So even if you roam around Maharashtra, you'll find literally cuisine changing from, say, every 60, 70 kilometers. It's really that diverse. And even the dialect and the languages, everything is so different. We have more than 100 languages in India. So many cuisines.
It's
all
different.
Yeah, it is very different.
You can spend a long time with
definitely. Definitely. You should come to India.
I will definitely come. Yeah. Okay, I have my flatmate. He's from south of India, and he was talking to me already a little, and he's a little bit saying what you are saying, so like, it just make me more want to come.
Now you have a reason to come to India.
That's more than one reason, so yes, definitely. Tell me, Zoe, I was reading lately on your Facebook that you stop using plastic bags, and it's quite impressive. How we are going well.
Oh, yes, I'm really glad that you asked me about this plastic thing. So I've always been very concerned about environment and nature. So for 25 years, I'm 26 years old. So for 25 years, I've been using plastic. And about a year ago, I'd started watching a lot of videos about how plastic is damaging the planet, or how it's affecting our oceans, or how it's affecting the marine species. So many videos of seeing turtles or fish die because of the plastic that you're using.
Yes.
So that's when I actually realized that even if you put your recyclable items in the recycle bin, or even if you dispose whatever you use very properly or very carefully, you have no control. You have no control over whatever you have disposed of, where it goes. You have no control over that. So I said, if I care a lot about environment, the best way to deal with it is to just break up with plastic. I shouldn't be using plastic if I care about the environment. And then I said, I must try to not have plastic in my life at all. So now it's been. Now it's been 4 months that I haven't bought anything that's wrapped up in plastic or that is made of plastic. If you know that plastic cannot degrade in the environment, so it will stay. So, for example, the toothbrush that you have used when you were, say, 12 years old, it's still somewhere in the world. And it's just garbage. And you're basically harming the environment if you use something that's not biodegradable. And personally, I would never want to do that because I really care about nature. And as a responsible person on this planet, I don't want to harm this planet. So I'm very happy that I made this change. And yeah, I would like to make people aware that whenever you use plastic, you are harming the environment knowingly or unknowingly. So just try to switch to something that is eco-friendly rather than using plastic.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And first of all, your picture that shows a very small amount of plastic that you use for last months.
Yeah.
Is just
so
impressive.
In 4 months, I've created trash that is that can fit in just a small 500 grams of glass jar or something. So everything that I use. So my organic waste, I made compost out of it, and that goes in my garden. And apart from that, paper or anything, everything goes in my garden. And apart from that, because I don't buy anything made out of plastic or anything wrapped in plastic, I have nothing to put in my dustbin.
It's perfect.
Yeah, so it's more about having a zero waste lifestyle.
And it's an example to follow. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, and thank you very much for telling your story.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. We will be online next month on first Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Plains FM. And until then, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/happymigrants. Thank you very much and see you next time.